Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna, God, I love that Banana Anderson.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Susie going toe to Tobin. Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Is what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Happens. Happens.
Happens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me on this post-Thanksgiving high is Ronnie Karam, who can also be found on the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How was your Thanksgiving?
What a turkey day.
I know.
Oh my God, it's been so much fun. I'm in bed at my parents' house because I don't have a desk here. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just in bed with my mom's golden, feather pillows.
Ah, nice. If it makes you feel any better, I'm sitting on my childhood bed with slippers on because it's freezing in here. No gold feather pillows, but plenty of random junk around this room.
I just am so the teenager when I come home. I just throw everything on the floor.
Me too.
And I'm leaving in the morning, so I've got to, like, clean it all up now. And I'm like,
meow. I know. I've got piles of clothing. There's, like, a random board game. there's just, like, junk everywhere. Like, total reversion.
I've got weed hidden under the pillows. I'm, like, going to have to do a drug sweep of this house when I leave.
I'm playing, like, Melissa Etheridge. Wait, I didn't do that when I was a teenager. But there was something I think that I was going to say. Oh, last time, on our New Jersey episode, I told the listeners that you couldn't be on the episode because you'd been trampled at a Walmart on Black Friday. And I just wanted to check in and see how you're feeling with your injuries.
Girl, that could happen. Have you watched the news every year? We're monsters in this country. Everybody,
totally.
if that's who you are, just fucking stay home, okay?
Yeah.
Who does that? It's like Meemaw's trampled at every Walmart in town.
Meemaw's trampled. It's true. They've all gone down. I'm like, hello. It's called the internet. And by the way,
no kidding.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for Cyber Monday. I'm so excited for it.
I already bought everything on the normal days. By the time it gets to be this day, I'm like, I already have everything.
I know.
I don't want anything.
Me too. But what's going to happen is I'm still going to dig around for something and decide that I need it.
Yeah, I don't care. I've got two new pairs of these Bluetooth headphone things. You know the China knockoffs that you can buy on Amazon?
Yeah.
I get like every knockoff because I'm too cheap to buy, the real thing, but then I have to have three pairs because they keep breaking or turning themselves off. So I'm surrounded by like the lowest rent Black Friday ever here in my house. Cyber Monday, rather.
I might get earbuds because I had a horrible thing happen to me, which is that on Friday I went down to the city to visit a friend, and for the past week since I got the Little Shop of Horrors soundtrack, it's like the songs are rotating through my brain on like minute by minute basis. It's just like it's like shuffle and like nonstop shuffle. And I was like, you know what I'm gonna do on the train? I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna listen to Little Shop of Horrors to my heart's content. And I was like, I pulled out my little headphones and I was like, ah, it was like the old type of headphones that had like the different jack, and I didn't have the dongle, and I was like, I can't listen to My Little Shop of Horrors. I'm gonna be sitting here on a train for an hour and 15 minutes with this music going through my head, and I can't do anything about it. I have to get earbuds.
Yeah, that is a these dongles. Okay, with our bonus episode is going to be lit this week, just talking about traveling with all these cheap ass Bluetooth headphones, dongles, and how excited my meemaw was when I told her that people were getting trampled at Walmart on Black Friday. That woman did not smile the entire weekend. And I said, hey, have you heard of people getting trampled? Who does that? And she's like, oh! And everybody started cracking up. They were like, you finally made her smile.
Well, I'm very grateful for that. In the meantime, by the way, guys, be sure to buy your Watch a Crap-Ins holiday stuff. People are starting to get their ho-ho-ho, okay, stuff, and their Happy Ramonica stuff, and their Ramona leggings, and the photos and videos are amazing. So definitely go to watchacrappins.com to buy your merch, or was it crappinsmerch.com? Is that the alternate?
Yeah, crappinsmerch.com. People, thank you so much for posting those pictures and showing us. I'm loving seeing this, and I didn't realize when I was putting the, you know, the design on the leggings that Ramona's face is put together on your thighs, so that like when your thighs are closed, when your legs are closed, it's one Ramona face, and then you open your legs and it's two Ramona faces. Okay?
It's almost like a Mad Magazine thing at the back, like where, like, you know, where you like fold the pages and like the benign image becomes naughty, but in this case, when you fold Ramona's face, it just becomes Ramona's face.
Yeah, it's a Singafold. Okay.
Singafold. Also, I just have to do some blatant self-promotion, which is that I posted the first episode of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island on YouTube.
So good.
Oh, thank you. I made like a whole channel for it and everything. So go watch it and like share it, because I want it to get a lot of views. I mean, I'm just being totally transparent. I just really want
views.
Yeah,
it's so good. It's housewives as kitchen, you know, utensils.
Yeah. Naturally.
It was good. My nieces watched it 4 times.
Really? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and they only stopped watching it because I wanted my phone back to text.
Well, that's really sweet of your nieces to watch that. And the funny part is that in that little video I have like Luann, who is like personified by a spatula, singing. She sings a song and I just like sang it I just made up the tune like on the fly, because it's like all of like 3 seconds long. And it's like a nothing tune, but since I've had to like listen to the audio from this so many times while I was animating it, I now get that stupid song in my head too. I'm like, we'll be doing something else. I'll just hear Luann going, I found a discontinued bottle of Boone's Farm, or whatever, however it goes.
You became your own earworm.
I did. It was an honor. But tonight, let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I know. Sorry for that long intro, but
we haven't talked to each other.
I bought a new vape thing too. This is disgusting.
Oh,
it's supposed
vaping?
To taste like churros in your lungs, but it tastes like cleaning products.
Well, that's what I'd expect a vape that tastes like churros to taste like. Churro flavored vape can
your
only
lungs.
Churro flavored vape can only taste like ammonia. That's what I say.
Well, yeah, it just goes to show you don't eat with your lungs. That's not what your lungs were made for.
No, they weren't. But anyway, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Thanksgiving is over. We're back to original programming. So Atlanta is back. Didn't really go anywhere, actually, because it was on last week. But so this week's episode, I think this was the first time we got to see Shamari's opening line, right?
Maybe. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm sorry. I took one of my little Bluetooth buds out and it went boop, boop, disconnected, but I still have one in. You guys, I'm so sorry for today. I'm not drinking this year.
I like the way you made it sound like your Bluetooth thing was mocking you. Boop, boop, disconnected.
It is mocking me. It's how I feel.
Hey, Ronnie.
Hey.
Disconnected. Boop, boop, boop. Loser.
Bloop, bloop.
I'm your earbud taunting you.
She's like, boop, boop. I may be an open book, but that doesn't mean I'm easily read.
It's just an earbud holding a peach. It just rotates. It's like, what?
I am the glue for my family and my wig.
Oh no, they've been taken over by robots. Here comes Rob, the Nintendo robot. He's like, it's like, I like a fine wine. I only get better in time, and now I want to chill and play Excitebike.
Like a fine steak, I am aged, and bloop bloop, Mario Kart level 8, bloop, marshmallow mushroom.
I am sorry, the Cynthia Bailey is in another castle.
Hey, that dude could date Cynthia Bailey. Now, since she got caught buying boyfriends, now she's got like an electronic FaceTime boyfriend. And I love that they're just pushing this through as Cynthia's new plot this year. She's just dating a phone. I mean, that's like the saddest Cynthia storyline ever. And this bitch was married to Peter.
She's basically co-opting her. That's what she's doing. The plot of her. She's just going to fall in love with... She's just going to fall in love with her digital assistant. She has a digital
real
kitchen
life
island.
Girl.
Kitchen island.
Digital kitchen island. Kitchen island. Oh. Play Mary J. Blige for me. Kitchen island's like, no.
Oh my resistant. God. I'm just going to.
Kitchen island. Her digital. Her kitchen island is basically a giant Alexa. And for some reason, this giant Alexa will not play Mary J. Blige for her, according to us.
Her Alexa, she's like, hey, Alexa, this is what I call my Alexa Q. No, this is what I call my Bailey-xa. Hey, Bailey-xa, play me something sexy.
By the way, I think that we actually are on Alexa, by the way. I'm remembering an email. You guys, if you have Alexa, you can download a thing. What does Alexa do? Is it called like a flavor, a taste, or something like that? Whatever it is that you download on Alexa, you can download the Acast thing, and you can play Watch What Happens through Alexa very easily. So do that, everyone.
Oh, there you go. Stop saying that name, though, because people are not kidding. When you say that name, it comes to life. Everyone in my family has one, and every time we're talking about that, I'll say, oh, so the thing, you know. And then it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you were saying. No one was talking to you, Heifer. Shut up over there.
Yeah, you know, I am very in favor of Amazon. I love Amazon, but I think it's shady as fuck that they named their digital assistant a very normal name. Like, at least Apple did, like, Siri, you know? But, like,
yeah.
I mean, at this point, they could have just called Alexa Joan, you know? I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
Hey,
like,
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, play that music for me. I will always laugh. I bring this up about once a year. I will always laugh at one of our listeners. We were making a joke once. We're doing our podcast, and we said, hey, such and such, play Calliope music. And this one woman, she wrote to us. She goes, you know, I woke up. I listen to you guys when I go to sleep, and I woke up the next morning with Calliope music playing in my bedroom, and I had no idea why.
That's what I'm saying, because people got so mad because we did it for a whole hour. I mean, we just kept going like, hey, Joan, play, you know, whatever. And they were like, stop it!
Never mind. Anyway.
I'm literally not going to stop laughing. I know what is it to be, but I'm just giggling this whole time. That shit is hilarious that Cynthia's dating her Bailey-xa.
Bailey-xa. Bailey-x. So we open up with,
let's go to the first scene of Real Housewives of Atlanta, shall we?
I know, seriously. So we open up with Candy visiting Dr. Jackie at the OBGYN offices, and it's like, you know, typical Bravo fare of like, you know, someone wanting to have babies, exploring options. Like, we've seen this about a bajillion times.
I know, but I love that Jackie's kind of a permanent fixture on this show. She's always showing up on this show. And Todd comes in, and he just says the most awkward things at all times. He's like, hey, Dr. Jackie, the miracle worker. I was like, not a reference you want to use, you know, when you're talking about taking babies out of the freezer, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's already risky, okay? We're already high risk without you bringing, you know, Annie, the miracle worker, into this.
Also, I'm, like, maybe not in the mood to think about Patty Duke right now. How about that?
Yeah. So, yeah, they basically talk about taking babies out, and Jackie gives the highest praise she can possibly give to a person. She's like, look at you, Candy. You're looking so cute and slim. I was like, ooh, that's like getting a gold medal from Dr. Jackie.
Yeah, she's like, Kidney, Candy is the new it. So, basically...
It's also a female version of Hoffman's car. Be picking me up in a couple of seconds.
I don't even know what that means, but...
Hoffman, Kit, from the car.
Oh,
Knight,
right? Hasselhoff.
I couldn't think of that guy's name. Hoffman.
Hoffman's car. I was like, is that a... I didn't know what Hoffman's
Philip
car
Seymour
was.
Philip Hoffman's.
I thought in some way it was like a syndrome. Like, Hoffman, you have a case of Hoffman's car. Anyway. So
Dustin Hoffman has arrived to pick me up.
Excuse me. We're going to go have a lovely date, and I'm going to find out that he's been sleeping with my mother.
Excuse me, but the Rain Man car is here to pick up the miracle worker.
Excuse me, I'm going to be picked up by a benign older lady with strange glasses and a very curly wig. Who's clearly just a lady who just wants to be my friend.
Jessica Lange is like, I'm disappointed in the lies that your car told me.
For some reason, I'm getting frantic voicemails from Terry Garr. I don't know why.
Oh, my God. Aww. Hoffman's car.
Hoffman's car. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Candy's basically like, see, now, Riley, I had fibroids, and I don't want to carry a baby again because healthy. My womb won't be good for it. So basically, she and Todd are thinking about getting surrogates. And Jackie's like, well, you know, if you get a surrogate, even though you have two embryos, you probably can only inseminate a surrogate with one of your embryos. But you could have Todd just lie on her like in the Bible, biblically, stick his penis in a lady. She's like,
Yeah, she was definitely all beeps and squeals this whole episode. She was like, and Todd was like, but we have two eggs left. I don't believe in leaving one behind. And then they're looking for a bargain. I love that Candy's like the richest one by far on here, and she's looking for a bargain. Jackie's like, that will cost $90,000 per surrogate. And she goes, friend, she's like, my friend told me she got one for $2. Like, Jesus, like, who are your bargain basement baby friends?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, I went to Blockbuster, the last Blockbuster in Atlanta. It turns out that if you rent Mr. Mom, you literally get a Mr. Mom.
She's like, be kind, rewind.
So Jackie says it's going to cost between $90,000 and $130,000, which, of course, anyone who knows anything or at least watches Bravo knows at this point. So that's why when Todd was like, we're not going to leave any eggs behind, we'll just get two surrogates. It's like, what are you talking about? How much of Candy's money are you really going to spend? I mean, I know it's for your child, yeah. But still.
Yeah, still, what are you, gay? Straight people shouldn't have to pay for children like that, okay? I understand that they do. I feel like those are gay guy prices. Like, straight guys, they're like, you could probably just find somebody to do this for you a lot more easily. Gay guys, they're like, that'll be $150,000, please.
Yeah, exactly. And Todd's like, would it be weird if I rub this surrogate's belly? And Candy's like...
I just wrote, way to fight those rumors, Todd. He's like, can Carmen carry them? And can I rub the baby's belly, please? Mm. The baby's belly. Awkward.
Very awkward.
So Jackie goes, it's about motives and intent.
Yeah.
Well, do you have Curtis motives? Or yeah. Do you have...
Eugene motives.
Yeah. Dr. Gregory intent.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Lisa Rinna. We have an ad coming up, so you better listen to it, baby.
So then we move on to a cigar bar where Eva comes walking in, and she like orders like a some sort of Moscow Mule and a cigar or something like that. And Michael, her fiance, shows up, and they're just like chatting about the wedding and about how Eva's so hands off about it, and they're joking about that her mom is calling all the shots, et cetera, et cetera.
I get that Eva is famous because she was on a show about modeling, but why does she have to walk in every place she walks into like that? Have you noticed she stomps in there like she's, you know, at the end of the modeling show where they're like, boom, 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 smize. I'm like, it's a cigar shop. You're alone.
That's how models are. Models got to do that. You know, she's still an active model. She's still trying to book those gigs. So every moment is an audition.
These two, I feel like, are kind of still auditioning. I know it's her second season, but it's really hard to stand out on this show.
Yeah.
So she goes to the cigar bar. He doesn't even show up on time. You know she wants to kill him.
Yeah.
And the guy behind the cigar bar is wearing a butcher apron. He's wearing like a really thick leather apron. This is a scary bar.
Yeah.
And then the husband starts talking about what a comedy connoisseur he is because he has Richard Pryor on vinyl.
I guess he's not a technology connoisseur. Yeah, I just shaded like, all well, you thank people God, at record you didn't players.
They're back.
Yeah.
They're back, you guys. Yeah, so she wants to ask Nini to give a speech at her wedding, which is really just only asking for trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, she's doing this whole thing about how she grew up with brothers and that Nini has been giving a lot of advice and that Nini has become the sister that Eva always wanted. I'm like, you guys just met like 6 months ago. Okay, you need to relax a little bit. What about Tyra?
Yeah,
what about Tyra Banks? Okay, the real original sister.
Tyra's like, ding, ding, ding. To Eva and Michael.
I was rooting for you!
Tyra probably wants to officiate. She just wants to hand each one of them a photograph. She was like, each one of you has what the other one needs.
Just while Ava's walking down the aisle, she'll be like, no, sorry. You're out.
Miss J will just be sitting in the pew and be like, ooh, boo, 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 boo. Because that's all he does is make noises like that. She's just like, standing in front of me are two beautiful people. Ava. Now you got me saying Ava. Damn it, Ronnie. Eva.
Sorry.
Eva, I see a beautiful girl, but a girl who's not confident. Michael, I see a man... and I should be looking at a woman. So who goes home? The girl who doesn't have confidence or the boy who should be a girl? Neither of you. You both get to stay. Congratulations. You're married.
What did they say at the end of that show when you get kicked off?
I think they would just say, I'm sorry, you're not... in the running to be America's Next Top Model. Or something like, it would come down to two. She'd show a picture and she'd be like, Eva, you are still in the running to be America's Next Top Model. And then it used to be that Tyra would just like dismiss them from afar and then they'd go home. But then like once she got her talk show, Tyra started giving pep talks and she'd be like, now listen, you are a beautiful girl. You just have to work harder. That's it. And you're also plus sized.
God, they should just do like a let's face it, you don't have the face for this, okay? Bye.
Whoa, wow. You don't look wow. like Avery enough. Goodbye.
Wow, you don't look like my sister. Bye.
That's what every episode is. Just
yeah,
just
let's face it, you don't support other women.
you need to work out on your smize, okay? Your smize. Let's do it now. Guess what today's episode is? It's all about go-sees. That's when we go see Mario. Okay, let's go see Mario all together. Okay,
go see go. It's a dance. Okay, so Eva is like, Nini's gonna be the perfect person for my wedding because she's been married before and she's had dresses and children. Wow. Okay. Well, you know.
She's had very standard life experiences. I mean, I haven't had either of those
things.
She likes
cake.
She can talk or not talk.
She goes pee every morning when she wakes up.
She knows how to use a fork. I don't know.
She's like a sister to me. Like, you're so off this show soon. You better come up with something better than a late husband and a lame bridesmaid. Okay?
She's good. She's kissing the ring, so she knows what she's doing. So then we go over to Portia and Dennis, who show up at a steakhouse. You know, Dennis, again, just bursting with personality, Mr. Hot Dog King. And they show up, and Dennis is like, I haven't introduced anyone to my mother in 7 years. I'm like, that's a lie. You probably introduced 3 different girls to her last week alone.
Yes, and he does mumble. I had to turn the TV up, and my mom and dad were sitting behind me playing canasta. And my mom's like, what? I said, I thought you weren't even listening to this. She's like, is he talking right now?
You literally just turned. You literally just turned your mom into Little John.
What? Oh, she's on the verge. Okay. So Portia's like, you keep saying you never introduced her to anybody. Well, what about the last girl? Did she like her? Now, you know that Portia is making it an effort, because I've never seen Portia cover her décolletage ever.
Yeah.
Okay, she was wearing a top.
Yeah. It could have been a napkin also. It just, we don't really know. But yeah, it was shocking. It was shocking. No décolletage.
A napkin, a fitted sheet.
Yeah.
Portia's got some big boobs. I was like, how did you even find a top for that?
Yeah, I know. A tarp.
It was a lobster bib. Yeah, I'm giving her credit.
I was just thinking that she would have grabbed whatever was close by. It could have been many napkins. So Dennis's mom, Gina, shows up. And I like that Dennis and Gina match. They both were wearing sort of like an orange, like a dark orange color. And Portia is like, hi, Mrs. Future Mom. Here's a gift for you, just for fun. And she gives Gina a Louis Vuitton clutch. And Gina looks at it and goes, this is nice.
Yeah, it's like, nice.
Not impressed at
nice.
All.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Portia ordered her meat medium well, which I feel like you should never do in front of somebody that you're about to, you know, ask to marry their son. You're supposed to say medium, okay? Do you remember when we were doing that show and we said medium well and people booed us? Like, the entire audience booed us.
I actually don't remember that.
We literally got booed.
When was that? No, when was that?
It was a place that was famous for their steaks.
We did a show at a place with steaks? Did we play a steakhouse? I didn't remember. Did we do a show at Sizzler?
Not the actual place, but the town was famous.
Oh, it was probably Denver.
Maybe it was Houston or...
Maybe it's probably Denver.
Who knows? Great story. I like literally have turned into my meemaw. I'm like, what?
I just got distracted.
Hey, meemaw, do you remember your dog Rags? And she goes, no, I didn't have a dog. Like, she yelled at me.
I just got distracted because the Marge, classic Marge, just started liking up a storm on our Instagram, and I've never been more excited. I just got all these notifications. First of all, she liked the picture of you with your nieces, which was an adorable photo. Aww. She also liked the picture of Kate Chastain with Bueller, also an adorable photo. She liked the photo of you with Kelly Dodd, where you put your face on another Kelly Dodd. And she liked the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. So this has been very exciting, the Marge.
Well, there you go, Ben. You just got all your Thanksgiving wishes in one. Classic Marge.
I know. So so Portia, it's time to order. And I just love that Portia's like, she just, like you said, she orders a bone-in ribeye. I'm like, wow, you really have pivoted away from veganism. Like, it's one thing to like no longer be a baby vegan, but she is like... She has burned that down.
Could you just bring out a cow so I can slit its throat right here and they eat it?
I'm like, damn, Portia, calm down. She's like drinking a glass of blood.
I know.
Yeah, she like went full on satanic the second she started eating meat. That's what happens, I'm telling you.
I know.
So yeah, she's like,
so you worked at the hot dog empire, huh?
And the mom just stares at her. And she goes,
I gotta go work for him, too. He's a very busy man.
And the mom goes, yeah, that's why I was surprised when he told me about you. So I need you to tell me what you did to get some time from him. And then they both laugh really, really hard for a really long time.
Yeah. So those awkward laughs where, like, they're just, Portia's kind of like gauging, like, is this woman being shady to me right now? Or is she being shady to Dennis? And what do I do next?
Yeah. And she's like,
to be completely honest, it was love at first sight.
And the mom's like, oh, geez. Portia's saying, like, every wrong thing she can possibly say. She's like, love your son's hot dog empire.
Yeah.
Ding. That's your first ding off. Yeah. Then it was love at first sight because I love his hot dogs. Ding.
And Gina goes, y'all aren't moving to an altar real quick, are you? And Portia's like
a marriage altar?
I'm like, what other kind of altar is it? Like a,
you mean
a
my
cult?
Jeans? Because they've been long for a really long time.
She's like, no, I'm a very liberal person. No, not the alt-right.
I'm alt-right. I like
I
a
love
movie.
That movie. No, not Arthur.
I am not a robot.
No, not Short Circuit. How did you even get to Short Circuit?
That doesn't even kind of rhyme, Portia.
But it kind of rhymes with Wally. Alter, Wally, Freddy, what?
Oh, my God. I'm laying face down on the bed, and my head's going to explode because I'm laughing so hard. My veins are popping out of my temples.
We're full-on lunatics right now. I don't even know how we have listeners, to be honest. Like, I don't know if anyone's
we
even following
it's
this
over.
Episode.
It's you know, over, okay?
It's over.
The third Lay Me Ma story, they were out of here. Okay, so Portia, they just stand, you know, because Portia's like let it all out of the bag already. So she's like, don't tell me you're in love already. And it's like a long pause, and Dennis goes, well, yeah. And Portia goes,
he told me he loved me.
Ding, third wrong. You're out.
Yeah. So Portia tries to change the conversation. She's like, today
was a nice day outside. The weather was good.
She's like, don't change the conversation. And also, there was a tornado.
And he's like, well, this is the purpose of dating, right? I'm like, for your mother to hate your date over a steak. Yeah. And the mom's like, true, to find out if you like each other. And so how do you guys feel about prenups? And that's really cute of the mom to be so proud of her
I
hot
like
dog.
It when they're roasted.
Mm-hmm. No, prenups, not turnips.
Oh. Yeah, I was really, I didn't know that I should even be sad before I got my nipples, before they were prenups, but then I got my nipples and I said, wow, I'd be so sad if I didn't have these.
I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you with that.
It didn't even make any sense. I needed some help, okay? You were like my little crutch. You were like a little crutch just waiting there in the hallway for me to grab onto.
Speaking of grabbing things, here's another reason why I don't trust Dennis. Because when his food arrived, he got some weird steak that had, like, weird stuff on it. And the waiter's like, all right, this is a hot plate, so please be careful. And the very first thing he did was touch the plate. Did you see that? He, like, touched it with his index finger. Like, oh, let me see. I'm like, what are you doing, sir?
Yeah, that's why he has hot dog stands, because he can't do like things that require feeling in your hand. You know, he can't do like croissant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he can't do a croissant.
He has to do like a simple grilling thing that you just throw them on. That's why he's burned his hand so many damn times.
That's why Gina's so mad, because she dreamed of Dennis growing up to have a croissant empire, and he lost it. She's like, here's my idea: hot dogs in a croissant. He's like, got it, Mom. Let me just touch this burning plate. No, no, not your fingers.
I told him, Dennis, when you heat up that oven to put in the croissant, don't touch the bottom of the oven, and boom, his hands were in the broiler. I mean,
the only thing we need to maintain this croissant empire is for you not to touch the oven. Okay? Oh, no.
He was so stupid with fire, he will only be able to cook things on sticks. So it led to a hot dog empire.
The truth is, Dennis, we almost didn't have you. You were, I want to say, we always said you were our miracle baby, but the truth is, we made a deal with a witch, and we said, as long as he never touches anything hot before he's 16, he will go on and have a croissant empire. and on your 15, when you were 15 and 364 days years old, you went and you touched the oven. Why, Dennis? Why?
Weenies, weenies, and nothing but weenies, sausages. You know what I'm singing?
No, that I did not know.
I was trying to go to Into the Woods because you were giving the spell.
Oh, I thought that was like the jingle. I thought that was the jingle that plays when he drives by in his hot dog bar.
Greens, greens, and nothing but greens. Parsley, peppers, cabbages, asparagus, watercress, and fennel ferns, and
Dennis would something be the worst. Lettuce. Dennis would be the worst Sondheim singer ever. He'd be like,
weenies, weenies, and nothing but weenies. Sausages weenies. And peppers, weenies and weenies.
Weenies here, weenies there, weenies in the forest everywhere. We go to find the weenies into the woods. We go to find a weenie and a hot dog. And is it a hot plate?
You can't just keep saying weenies, Dennis. Okay? Dennis Sondheim.
Yeah, you can't. Don't crush both of your mother's dreams of you to be have a croissant empire and to be a good Sondheim singer. That's all she wanted. She wanted a son who'd sing She's Sondheim like, and make croissants.
I wanted him to sing Follies and make croissants, but now here we are, weenies and Porsche.
She had a dream of opening up a restaurant called Into the Croissant. I couldn't think of any Sondheim musical. It's very sad. Assassins.
A little company. Croissant music.
Croissant company.
A little bread music. Okay.
A little croissant music. Croissant. She had a lot of dreams.
So I think this mom is really cute for being proud of her hot dog empire son, but let's not pretend that Porsche's not making $1 zillion right now, okay?
Yeah.
She's on the top-rated housewife. Rated. She's on the top-rated housewife show. She's got a day job, too. And she moved in from, like, 2 hours away. Okay, let's stop acting like Dennis over here is the one who needs to be writing up a prenup.
Yeah, but she doesn't know anything about toothbrush hygiene, so that's a huge red flag.
You can lead a horse to a mansion, but you can't make it by its own toothbrush.
No. So then we go over to Cynthia, who is on her deck speaking. She's on FaceTime with Mike, and she's like, Mike, I'm getting ready, child. I'm getting ready to have a Baileycue, not to be confused with barbecue. It's like, yes, Cynthia, we get it. You don't have to articulate barbecue.
I'm here with my Bailey blower.
Mike and I were getting hot and heavy. Things are really taking off. We like each other a lot. We've even combined our names into a hashtag on Instagram called hashtag chill. See, the C is from Cynthia and the hill is from him. So together it makes chill. I'm like, congratulations, what an original hashtag that no one else has used ever on Instagram. Wow, it's really caught on with 14 million tags.
I know, she's like, look how well we're doing with hashtag chill. This is crazy. Look, there's a lady just like relaxing on a, you know, on a summer chair. Look, there's a guy smoking a joint. People love us.
People seem really interested in Netflix when they think about me and Mike. Strange, but also it makes me realize what her tagline now has another meaning to it. She's been a fine wine, but now she's ready to chill. See?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you see, she's good at thinking about branding, just not really executing. Like, chill. Okay, just Google chill right now.
I'm on Instagram right now. Oh, look, hashtag chill, 34.6 million posts. Wow, Cynthia, you are an influencer.
You made it.
She
can sell anything now.
This is actually a terrible. I'm looking at the photos that are posted chill, and just like lots of basics.
Here, I'll look it up too.
It's terrible.
Hashtag chill. Let me see. Hashtag chill. Oh, Cynthia's so sad. And then she's like, yeah, I don't want this to be confused with a barbecue. And then the music's like boom. Okay, there's a lady in a thong with a whole pizza.
Oh,
there's a lot of sad ladies trying to look sexy in thongs.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. There's one guy who's sort of hot in boxer shorts.
Yeah, but he's pretending to read, but then he's gonna write with a ballpoint pen in a blank. I mean, what the hell is this in the book?
Someone posted a photo of the Eiffel Tower, which I think is kind of funny because it's like chill with the Eiffel Tower. There's like a An okay hot shirtless guy. There's some like,
yeah, I'm gonna post a picture of myself in bed at my mom's house doing this podcast right now, and I'm gonna put the hashtag chill.
Okay? Well, the thing is this, we were also, oh god, see, this is what I don't like. You know what I don't like? Okay, so
Changed it to coal. How does chill change to coal? That's such a gross word, like coal the herd.
See, here's why I'm upset right now. Here's why I'm upset, because I changed it. I was on top for like the hashtags. I was looking at top, so I decided to change it to recent. And the chill one, it's like a full-on racist thing with an N-word. And I'm like, you know what?
Whoa, okay. Why? I'm so glad you said that before I posted it.
No,
jeez.
No, that's not what the hashtag is. It's just that someone co-opted it. It's like, that's not right. You're supposed to use it for, like, a stupid selfie.
Yeah, what the hell? I didn't see that. Should I still post hashtag chill?
Yeah.
I put hashtag chill, home recording what crappens with at Ben Mandelker. Okay, as you can see my setup here, this is some fun times. Chill. Hashtag chill. Okay, Cynthia, there's our support.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. You finally won, Cynthia Bailey.
Oh, my God, there you are. I just liked it. I saw you in the feed. That's a great photo, Ronnie. It's like very, like, it's like a mid-90s. It's like a people pile, except you're the only person in the people pile.
I am a lot of people in my pile. All my muffin tops. Look how red my face is from laughing. Yeah, do it.
Okay, hold on. I want to make mine look like yours. Hold on. I got to rotate my laptop.
This is like a 10-hour podcast literally about nothing. Okay, it's Thanksgiving. Get off our asses.
Yeah, this is basically, it feels like you guys are all just, I just lost my slipper. My slipper fell off. Okay. I feel like we're just at a slumber party now. Everyone, welcome to our slumber party. Okay. I'm going to take it. Hold on. I got to get into position. Photo.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Hold on, wish I could say we were more professional than this on non-holidays, but we're not really. So if this is your first time, sorry. Bye. It was good to talk to you.
I'm trying to get a good image. My hair. Oh, God. I'm bound by cables and cords.
That's the point. I have a dongle in my bed and a lighter. I'm a monster.
Okay, hold on. Everything got messed up. I have to do this again. I know this is bad content for everyone. Just be patient, because this is important to me and Ronnie. Okay, I took the picture, and I'm going to post it. I'm going to say, here you talk, Ronnie.
Let's combine our names. Rondelker. But it has to be something searchable, like chill. Okay, what do you say? I have to search it?
No, I haven't put it up. I'm going to say podcasting in bed. Is that what you said? Podcasting in bed?
Oh, you were saying, what did I put? I put hashtag chill recording at Watch What Crappens with Ben Mandelker.
Okay. Hold on. I'm on the wrong account also, so I have to now get out of this account. I'm ruining everything. What? This should be the simplest thing, and I'm ruining it all.
I know. It's okay, but now I'm looking at this hashtag chill. I should have also put hashtag chilling adventures of Sabrina. What a show. I mean, talk about following Satan suddenly, like Portia.
Okay. I'm saying podcasting for at What Crappens with Ronnie Karam. Hashtag chill. That's so stupid. Hashtag chill. That's all the only hashtag you used, right?
Yeah. Hashtag chill. I cannot wait to see. Okay. Tell me when. Did you do it?
It's on parent internet. It's so cute.
You look so cute. Oh, I love your green. I love that color of the green.
Oh, thank you. I should have. Oh my god.
This is the best thing that happened to me in my whole life. Okay, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening.
I'm
bye.
Tangled.
That is so cute. Wow, there's so many. I'm like 20 pictures down already. Jesus, people love this hashtag.
Hashtag chill. It's like Cynthia Bailey. You know.
Cynthia's like hashtag selfie. Okay, so back to the show. So so they're cheesy, but at least we made a Cynthia scene fun for us.
I know, that was really exciting. I really liked it. Wait, Ronnie, you're not in the hashtag chill feed anymore.
I was. I'm like 20 down now. People are posting like a house of fire.
Wow.
On that hashtag.
Wow. Cynthia Bailey.
I had to scroll down.
Okay. So so Mike is not going to be there for another month. He's going to be there for, he's going to be in Atlanta for his birthday. And he's like, so you're going to jump out of the cake for me? And she's like, child, I am the cake. I'm like, do you want to be the cake?
That's right. Who says that? I am the cake. That's Cynthia's next line. Some people jump out of cakes. I am the cake.
She's going to choose like the worst cake. She's going to be like, I am a unfrosted angel food cake. It's like, oh.
Some stripper jumps out of Cynthia for his birthday.
It's like, whoa.
So, speaking of cake, we now go over to a cake tasting with Shamari, who's going to be throwing a birthday party for her two sons. And she's there with her mother-in-law, a.k.a. Ma DeVoe.
Yes, and Shamari, with, you know, the second she came on screen, she's like, after being on bed rest for 2 months, I'm throwing a birthday for my twins. And my mom behind me goes, oh, wow, what a natural beauty.
Wow.
Oh, what a night. So they're basically, it looks like it's going to be this boring ass cake tasting thing that we've seen a million times. They're in a place that looks like a little gingerbread house, you know, it's like for kids. Yeah. And they're sitting on like a little kid's table waiting for the ladies to bring a little kid cake.
Yeah.
And then Shamari starts shit with her mom in the place. And she's like, well, we sure came a long way.
Yeah. She's like, she goes, I didn't, like, when I first met her, like, I didn't feel like she liked me too much. I was like, really? Is it the death stare she's currently giving you right now? Is that what it was?
Yeah, she still doesn't like you. High news flash. And yeah. The mom's like, well, I just wanted to make sure you were sincere in loving my child. And Shamari's like, well, I had my own thing going on before him. And I was not with him for his name. I'm like, well, you weren't with him for his like classically handsome looks, you know what I mean? Do you think he's classically handsome? I don't, but I think I'm still mad at him for telling the legend, what's his name again, I'm blanking on his name, Ronnie DeVoe, the legend.
Yeah. Ronnie DeVoe. No, he does not have classic.
No, his name is Ronnie Hoffman.
He came on the Hoffman car. this whole thing was like very odd because they start talking about how like they got off on the wrong foot. The mom didn't really trust Shamari, and then Shamari never came to her woman to woman to explain what she was all about, and she thought that she was after the mom. Ma DeVoe thought that Shamari was after Ronnie's fortune, etc. And they were like dropping all this expository information so quickly. I felt like I was watching a sizzle reel. Like, didn't you get the feeling like this was a scene that they were like, hey, we think this woman, Shamari, would be really good for the show. How about Shamari takes her mom to a cake shop and then she can tell us about her life? And then they like showed this to executives and then they decided, you know what, let's just like put this in the show anyway. Because it was like so much information and so fast, and they were talking about it in like this weird, like, aren't we still sort of angry about it, but we have perspective too? I was like, what?
Yeah, it's like the story's already happened, but they're trying to remind us that there was drama there, even though it was a very audition-y kind of a tape. And I feel like, not Shamia.
Shamari. Oh,
did you hear that? Dong! Eva is like that as well, her scenes, I feel like.
Yeah,
they're very, they're very audition-y. And then she's trying to start drama. She really doesn't have drama with people, and she's trying to start drama to keep it. It is kind of like a big audition season, but they need that this year. I think they were freaking out this year, so they're trying as many people as they can.
Yeah, but it was like weird. She's like, hey, and remember when I was almost on the brink of divorce with your son? Remember that? Oh, and by the way, did I ever tell you that we had an open relationship? Did you ever know that, Ma DeVoe? And she's like, I thought I was just coming in for a cake tasting.
Yeah, but you know, not everybody goes to improv class. Like at the beginning, she's like, here we are in this cake shop, mom, mother-in-law, talking about cake for my twins who I just gave birth to after we've had such a rough relationship. And the mom's like, oh, yes, you mean after my son had those experiences with the other women? And she's like, yes, mother, then. But you know that we had an open relationship, right? And the mom is like, what?
And freeze. I do like.
Okay, you're both apples now.
You're both apples. Matavo is so mad. How am I supposed to be an apple? It's improv, mother. What I like about Matavo is that I feel like she has, like, Tyne Daly at home hair, you know? Like, when Tyne Daly doesn't have to go out, she sort of lets her hair just sort of flop like that. I feel like that's what she's got, like a little Tyne Daly hair.
Oh, she's like, I've got my Tyne Daly hair on. Are we shooting this thing in the cake shop right now? Really?
All right.
I just thought it was amazing.
Give me 5 minutes just to get my Tyne Daly hair in order. It's a little messy right now. It's starting to turn a little Sharon Gless, if you know what I'm saying.
So good. And Shamari is like, well, I initiated the open relationship. And my dad goes, sure you did. Behind me. Pure and gallery. She's like, there was a girl interested in. I was bi-curious. And the mom goes, when you open up the doors, you let the devil in. And she goes, well, he ain't here now. And then the ladies are like, okay, guys, your cake's ready. It's like you're literally in a kid's gingerbread house right now.
I thought Cynthia Bailey was going to walk in. Did somebody ask for a devil's food cake? So ironically,
did anyone ask for a Bailey Bailey food cake?
Happy Bailey's Day to you, not birthday girl. So, but yeah, ironically,
not to be confused with birthday.
It's like, yes, Cynthia, we got it. You put candles in your head. We figured it out. So this, I like this baker. She's smart because she comes in and she brings the cake out and she's like, now you've got twins, so I think what you should have is twin cakes. And she's like, sure. She's like, okay, that'll be $450 for each cake. Thank you.
And you can tell Shamari never spends money like that. So many people have gone so broke on these shows just trying to act like they're rich, you know. And then Shamari goes, we just got $900 cake. I was like, wow, smooth. Smooth Shamari.
Yeah, I mean, well, don't forget her foyer, okay? So so then there's like a shot of Cynthia opening an umbrella. She's like, cha. I was like, this is as exciting as I'd expect a Cynthia scene to be. Like, of course, it's like, just like, cha, the umbrella's opening up. It's like, okay.
And then the sound it made, she's like ratcheting up the umbrella. It's like,
She goes, the theme of today's barbecue, or should I say the Bailey queue, is red, white, and blue because it's the 4th of July. I was like, oh, wow. You really, that's genius. You've really landed on something there. Red, white, and blue for the 4th of July.
Welcome to the 4th of Bailey. So she has like three little balloons from the grocery stores, and she's like, guys, do you think my balloons are tired? And they're like, oh, God, just get rid of them. You don't need the balloons.
Yeah, she only got three balloons for her decor when she has this giant deck. They're not even Mylar.
Yeah.
Even the balloons are bored.
I love that the lake, by the way, that lake is, you can see the fuzz on that lake. Yeah. Okay. I'm in Austin. This is a lake town. There's five lakes here. I've seen a lake. That is no lake, ma'am.
A lot of algae.
That looks like velvet.
Yeah. Algae, sure. So, yeah, those poor balloons. They're like, we are here for the balloon BQ. Oh, child, wrong. You got the wrong event. It's a Bailey Q. I'm sorry, ma'am. Sorry for the inconvenience, ma'am.
So, the theme of this is not only 4th of July, but it's bring a plus one and a dish. Mm-hmm. Now, this comes up in the episode a lot today, and it cracks me up how funny Cynthia is. She's never had a party at her home, and she's making every... It's a potluck. Her first party is a potluck with three balloons.
I've been down that path, okay? So, well, I love the first thing that arrives is a giant hot dog delivery from Porsche. So basically, the hot dog van comes with its song. How did that song go again? Wieners, wieners, wieners.
Wieners, wieners, nothing but wieners.
Wieners, wieners, nothing but wieners. Somewhere Gina's like, it was supposed to be croissant. Croissant, croissant, nothing but croissant, croissant, croissant. All you want is croissant.
Both Dennis's mother and Sondheim are pissed at the same time.
I know, they were going to do a collab. So, wait, are we now going to go
quit this show.
Are we going with the story that Stephen Sondheim was actually commissioned to write the Wiener song, and he's mad because he wanted it to be about croissants?
Well, you.
Or is it more that he's mad that Dennis adapted a Sondheim thing?
Yeah, he's mad. It's like when you finally start giving people license to do your shows in community theaters, and then you're like, wait a minute. This song is Greens, Greens, and Nothing But Greens. How did it become Wieners, Wieners, and Nothing But Wieners?
Well, because we all know that clearly Gina was the one who licensed it and was like, dear Sondheim Estate, I am writing because I would like to adapt the song into Croissant, Croissant, Nothing But Croissant. And then and then all of a sudden it's like Wieners, Wieners. And she's like, well, we'll just never tell the Sondheims that my son turned it into a Wiener song. And now he's on national TV driving around with a Wiener song.
Mm. Oh, poor Sondheim. Sondheim arrives to hand them their papers, and he's like, this is not a lake.
Bernadette Peters shows up. She's like, hi, I'm here to sing the croissant song. Like, there's been a change.
It's the last croissant. Okay.
Sooner or later, you're gonna be my croissant.
Okay. God damn it, Ben.
So anyway, the hot dogs.
Right when I'm like, I feel so bad for making Ben talk about XX, you're like, wait a minute. Let's go back to that Sondheim Wiener theory.
You know me, I love a tangent / game. So so I actually got mad right now when the hot dog stuff started to arrive. I mean, I love hot dogs, and I'm always down for free hot dogs. And I'm sure all these hot dogs, as much shit as we give Dennis for the hot dogs, I'm sure they're all delicious. But I have to say, there is something a little showy about this, like, excessive hot dog delivery. You know, with a potluck, everyone brings, like, their thing. Sometimes you might even bring two things. But then when someone brings just, like, a huge amount of stuff that comes from a restaurant, it's, like, not in the spirit of the potluck. And it's kind of like, I don't know, that sort of annoys me.
Yeah, at first it's overcompensating, right? It's like, oh, he's trying to brag for her. And then it's like, oh, no, he's just trying to be like, I'm rich. And then I thought, oh, he's basically just blatantly using Porsche so he can show his food truck on
exactly.
The damn show.
Exactly.
You know, which is even grosser.
Yeah, because then it occurred to me, oh, I see why this is all happening. He is just trying to get us to talk about his stupid hot dog company, whatever it's called. Is it actually called the hot dog company?
He's doing like it's called like the Wiener King or some bullshit like that. And I think it says like Weenie Empire. It's something hilarious.
Oh, yeah, like Empire Hot Dogs?
That's what Michael's trying to play. That's why he doesn't understand comedy. He's like trying to spin an Empire Hot Dog.
Wait, which Michael?
Are you talking about Empire Records? Isn't Michael Eva's husband?
Oh, God.
You said he had a record. Sorry.
No, why did I think it was Empire? Because I actually feel like I just saw tonight when I was looking at restaurants nearby, there's something called like Empire Szechuan. So it's very top of mind.
Weenie Empire. Let's just pretend it's called Wiener Empire for fun, because I don't know what it's called.
And croissants.
Yeah, he is basically getting free advertising. He's trying to make us think he's really rich, but he's desperate and thirsty for free advertising. And it's gross. And I both feel sorry for Porsche, but I'm also like, get it, Porsche. Like, I don't know how to feel right now. I don't know how to feel.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel either. I think I'm just concerned that he's taking advantage of her. So Nini shows up. She's wearing the craziest ensemble. The way I describe it is she looked like she stood in front of a high-powered industrial fan and had people drop rags in front of it and just saw what latched onto her body. It was just like lots of floppy pieces of fabric that somehow were all held together.
Well, everyone this year in the cast dresses like a zombie from the 80s. You know, old zombie movies where people were like wrapped in the gauze or whatever?
Yeah.
Everyone's wrapped into things. Like Candy shows up and I was like, is that a pirate feeding dress? Because one, she has a pirate ruffle on her shoulder, but then she has kind of a bikini top. And I was like, that is totally a mom's feeding dress when you know you're going to be out and about and you just have to feed quickly and pull it down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
a lot of rap.
It was
Nini looked like golden vertical blinds, and then she had a fan.
Yeah, it's just it was strange. Then Marlo was there, and she brought a bedazzled fishing rod. She loves showing up with a prop. She loves a prop. She
yeah,
loves
both of them.
She's basically like the Carrot Top of Real Housewives of Atlanta at this point. She should just be carrying around a chest.
I love that Nene and Marlo both walk in with props. And yeah, a diamond fishing rod. And she's like, I brought you a gift. A diamond fishing pole so you could catch a man.
Good one. Good one. So then, yeah, Nene.
Thought it was. I was like, poles.
So then, they are talking, and Nene is telling them that Eva invited her to the wedding and everything, and everyone's sort of surprised and stuff. And Marlo's like, well, she's going to need a little personality in that wedding. It's going to be boring without Nene, which seemed like a fair point.
Yeah. Oh, poor Marlo. You know, Marlo's trying. I wish it would work out better with Marlo, because she kind of cracks me up. She's wearing... Okay, I'm not going to start going on another tangent. Okay, so Cynthia, you're welcome, everybody.
I didn't hear what you said because I went to brush some dust off my laptop, and this is what I get. I accidentally pressed the Siri button, and Siri's like, hello? And I was like, no.
Karma.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Let's see here. So Cynthia, the queen of using storylines from years past to be mad about now, all of a sudden, so she has something to talk about at her potluck with three balloons, is like, it has come to my attention that Eva has started rumor child that I paid Will to date me. And then they show Cynthia and Will's totally natural relationship. He's like, and now triple time stamp. She's like, that was wonderful. Here's $10. And she's like, I did not pay him. How dare she?
I don't think that she paid Will. I think that she's like, Will is the type of person who's going to flock to a camera, especially she's a supermodel. So I don't think that she paid Will. And I like Nene's explanation. She's like, Cynthia shops at the dollar store. I know damn well she didn't pay Will to do shit. Just imagine
that umbrella outside that's been cranking up was donated by the cranky umbrella store. Okay, like she is not paying for shit. She wouldn't even get her first party catered. Okay, she's not gonna pay Will.
Exactly, those balloons are definitely dollar store balloons.
She's dating one of the balloons. She's like, this balloon is my new boyfriend. We're very serious.
We're gonna get married, but not invite Marlo to the wedding. Always the bridesmaid, never the invited to the wedding.
So Marlo's like, oh, I don't get Eva. I don't understand what her deal is. and by the way, I wanted to tell you guys. I know this is a long podcast, but I had to remind you guys. Dirty John is on. There's a show called Dirty John.
Oh, my God. Is it premiering tonight? I did not know.
I don't know if anybody noticed, but wow.
I watched the first 30 seconds of it because it was at the end of my Real Housewives of Orange County recording, and it was like Connie Britton walking down a hallway, but then there's flashes of blood, and I was like, ooh, and she's like, in life, things are crazy, but you can always make things like the perfect life or whatever, and I was like, okay, fun. So that's that.
Dude, every commercial was Dirty John. And then they would have another commercial about the actors interviewing about what it was like to be in Dirty John. And then it would be another Dirty John commercial. And then it's some lady Swiffer sweeping her floor with a Dirty John Swiffer. I'm like, okay, how much money did you guys spend on this show? We get it.
And that's like Vicky Gunvalson being like, hi, this is Vicky Gunvalson. You should watch Dirty John. Also, Kelly Does Cocaine. Bye. It's like, what was that?
Kelly does cocaine and I was totally a victim of Brooks. Okay, carry on, get a job.
Diddy John murdered me, or at least murdered my self-esteem. Okay, goodbye.
I cannot wait to watch that.
Yeah, it was pretty...
I mean, Real Housewives of Orange County, I mean.
Yeah, no, it was objectively an amazing reunion episode. It's amazing.
Oh my God, okay, that'll be tomorrow, everybody.
Yeah, that's tomorrow.
By the time we finish this recap.
Yeah. So after the commercial break, we just come back with Nene with Marlo, and like Marlo's doing her makeup, and he's like, Marlo, you have so much makeup. Put on any more. We're going to have to put you in a casket.
And then Marlo's taking pictures in her bikini top. She's having everybody take pictures of her.
Yeah.
And so everybody starts to arrive. Candy reminds us. Yeah, go ahead. You do it.
No, I was just going to say that Candy and Carmen show up, and I just like that Candy showed up with a pound cake. She's like, see now, Riley, I'm in a pound cake. pound cake. Oh, don't want no carbs. Don't need no carbs.
She said, Cynthia said, this is a potluck, but I'm not bringing the tea. Carmen and Jamie were spilling about penis. Oh. Candy, for someone who's refusing to spill the tea on Dennis, you've talked about it in every single episode so far with like 10 different people on camera. I love
She'll
Candy
spill it soon enough.
Pretending she's not getting fingerprints on anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also, part of me also feels like my new theory that I'm coming up with right now is that there's going to be a scene with Portia and Candy where they're going to get into a fight and Candy's going to be like, well, this is what I heard about Dennis. And then they're going to have, they like went back and they shot the scene with Carmen and Jamie, I think her name was, and all these interviews. So I think that Candy was being tight lipped. And then when it came out that then she recorded these scenes and, okay, it's a great thing.
Oh, okay.
Thanks.
That makes sense. Yeah, no, that makes sense. No, thanks. I was following it. I was just trying to put
it
together.
I just realized
it
was like
a
really
puzzle.
It was like a really but uninteresting like when, theory about like post-production.
No, it's not that it was uninteresting. It's just like one of those puzzles that you're doing the puzzle and you're like, why am I even doing this puzzle? This is a stupid puzzle.
Yeah.
It's like a panda bear hugging a baby, you know, and you're like, oh, I just wasted 5 hours on this puzzle.
By the way, I just checked in on Instagram right now and I have to give a shout out to Feminist Coda, who already, on the photo, she laughed at the fact that I used the hashtag chill. Like, she immediately got it. So thank you, Feminist Coda.
The hashtag chill's gonna end up being the death of us, you watch.
Hashtag chill.
Okay, so... So everybody's having fun. Shamari gets there and they're all automatically making fun of Shamari and how she dresses, which I was cracking up at. This cast kills me. I was dying watching this episode. And also, did you notice on Cynthia's front, right by her front door, she has a giant sign that says dream.
It was actually her ode to the girl group Dream. She was a big fan. Back in the year 2000.
On the other side, it's girls.
She folded the girls part in because she was too cheap to get a sign that just said Dream. She's like, oh, I found the Dream Girls poster. So I just folded it to say, just Dream. So
I'm telling you, I don't want to pay for the rest of that sentence. So
we are your dream. Anyway, so Shamari... And I am telling. So Shamari shows up. It's just all about truncated dream girls. I don't know if you're still there or not. I don't know if any of our audience is still there.
You know, I'm cracking up, so I'm moving the mic away from my face because I'm literally just cracking up like trailer park asthma breath into the phone. I'm like...
So I have to say, by the way, I was getting really excited. I was like, you know what? I think I'd like this Shamari now because she's like, I brought a roasted couscous vegetable salad. Yes. And I was like, I love how excited she was about her salad and that she made that. And then, of course, she's like, it was made by my chef. And I was like, okay, now I'm less excited because, A, you don't have a chef. Okay. You have a chef mate tool set. Okay. Which we all get from Target. Second of all, like, you probably didn't make it now. So it was probably Ma Devo made it. So stop taking credit, even though you...
Third of all, you don't roast couscous or you'll break your teeth. You roast the vegetables. Okay, Shamari, I'm going to pick on every little thing you do until you stop talking about bisexual open relationships and gingerbread houses. Okay?
I mean, it's not like she took credit for making the salad. She was very upfront that her chef made it, but she took credit for having a chef, and that's what I object to also.
Yeah, she's struggling very hard with that. Like, $900 cake. It's like no roasted couscous chef, no.
So now something really weird happened. So all of a sudden, this like murdered out car comes down the driveway. And we see like a foot step out slowly and it's like slow motion, like, ooh, someone's showing up now. And it was this woman named Tanya. And I'm like, why is she getting this big old introduction? Is she going to be trouble? Because when she shows
up.
I
know, that's so weird.
Like, we didn't really know who
she was. Is it Jennifer Love Hewitt? Like, who is it? You know, it could have been anybody.
Yeah. Was it like off-brand $1 million matchmaker lady?
Was it Lorna Luft? Like, who is it? I literally don't know.
Is that Sarah? Is that, what's her face? Jennifer Connelly?
Jennifer Connelly. Is it Flo from Mel's Diner? I don't
is
even know.
Is it Flo
who that
from Progressive?
Right. Oh my God. So, yeah, I was like, who is this? It's so mysterious. And then Nini's like, oh, that's one of my best customers. I was like, it's what? A customer from one of Nini's shops.
And Marlo's just giving her evil looks. So this woman got such an introduction that I almost started to think, like, is there another new housewife on this cast that I forgot about? Like, I doubted myself, but no. And I'm sure
she is.
Well, she's...
I think she's good, first of all. She was very good with her, like, she acts sweet, but she got a lot of shade in there.
Yeah.
I think she... Housewives of Atlanta is notorious for casting 80 people at the beginning of the season. I mean, look at Portia Mia. I mean, she should have been a full housewife years ago.
Yeah.
They just keep stringing people along and then deciding at the last minute who's going to get a peach. Remember that season that Sheree was supposed to come back and then they filmed a whole season with her and she didn't know that she wasn't getting a peach until after they shot the season? I mean, this show.
Yeah. It's great. It's great. It's probably what they did to Danielle Staub, too. Twice now.
But, oh, yeah. But Danielle Staub digs her own grave. Bless her heart.
Yeah. So, so this woman, and I feel like we should know more about her. I'm sure people have probably posted on our walls and stuff, but we just didn't pay attention. That, like, oh, she's the ex-wife of so-and-so and so-and-so and once did such-and-such to so-and-so and now has this and that, you know?
Yeah, she must be, because Nini's falling all over herself. She's like, we are so close. Our birthdays are the same. Are they the same day? They're, like, around same time.
There was, like a flashback. There was a flashback of them at Swag, and they were like, oh, my God, I'm born on December 13th. I'm born on December 13th. Oh, my God. And Tanya goes, I feel like we are so special. I was like, oh, my God, please make this woman a housewife right now.
And then it goes back to Nini, and she's like, she's talkative. I'm talkative. She's outgoing. I'm outgoing. It's like, wow. This is like a forever friend right here.
And Shamari and Marlo are just staring at Tanya from the couches like, die, bitch, die.
And Nini catches Marlo. She goes, look at Marlo, such a hater.
I know.
By the way, isn't it pleasant seeing Nini be pleasant fun. And fun again instead of just so nice. Being horrible?
It's been really wonderful. I feel like she's really like at long last she's had like the correction that she needed and it's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Portia is driving with Shamia and Lauren in her car and they're talking about how Eva is trying to pull up all this drama again.
Yeah.
And Shamia's like, Jesus Christ, even when I'm pregnant, is anyone ever going to be nice to me on this show? And then Portia's like, no, and eats half her pickle.
That was so mean. That was so, so mean. I could not believe that Portia ate half her pickle. I mean, the woman's pregnant. That was so mean.
And she really did almost cry. She's like, I'm pregnant.
I also...
she wanted to make me cry. You eat half my pickle.
I know. Also, like, Portia was like...
Now, Shamia, I don't know if you heard about this, but Eva was really going in on you. She was really, really, really shading you, but I don't want you to go in there all riled up.
I'm like, what? Why would you say that to her?
She, you know, I really like Eva, but I think that Shamia deserves to know that people are mean to her.
Jeez. No, she doesn't. That's... But it does turn out to be really fun. So back at the party, Eva brings in, she comes in stomping in again. Like she's like, boom, 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 hello. Like flips her hair. She's like, I brought dips and chips and also a pineapple upside down cake. Oh, I'm a cook. Yeah. Look, here's pictures of my cast iron skillet. That's so us.
I know. I respected that. Like she made her own upside down pineapple cake. And you know, like Cynthia Bailey was like, wow, I've never seen one of those at the $1 store. $1 store. What am I saying?
She's like, I love your Bailey pans. She's like, thank you. Bailey She's like, pans. I love your upside down Bailey cake.
I love your up Bailey, down Bailey, cake Bailey.
Bailey.
So then Eva says a lot of things that don't really make sense to me either. Like, mm-hmm. she's throwing shade all the time, but I'm like, why are you mad again? So she's telling us after last year with Cynthia, because she told Cynthia that she knew about Will dating a bunch of other girls. Yeah. And this was like Eva's first episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes, I learned after last year receipts are important. Keep your email receipts, your text receipts, your paper receipts, your IRS tax receipt, every receipt you ever get, because we need factual and actuals. And I was like, what does that even mean? Like, you're going to be nice to Cynthia unless you have proof of something? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Well, either way, Nini then introduces Marlo finally to Tanya, and Marlo's like, oh, let's see, are those Valentinos? Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice. All right. You know, for me, like, I see you've got a lot of labels. For me, it's not about the labels for me. And Nini just starts laughing. I mean, this is a woman who, like, walked around in, like, 95-degree Miami heat wearing some, like, Versace bodysuit made of, like, three layers of alpaca fur. I don't know. Like, she's about
all
to
I hear is $900 cake. Okay, that's all I hear.
Well, that's Shamari.
No, I know. Oh, but yeah. That's the kind of idea. I mean, where it's like people struggling so hard to tell you how rich they are. It's like $900 cake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then Cynthia, Portia comes, and this is how Portia enters. She goes,
she was that's like what you're supposed to do to like alert the hot dogs that you've arrived.
That's the new like the sound of the brakes on the hot dog truck.
That's like the commercial jingle. Like, it's like da 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 da, I'm loving it, but it's instead it's
Weenies, and nothing but weenies.
So, Eva's like, oh my god, like, Portia, it's supposed to be bring a dish and then bring a plus one. Like, you brought half of Atlanta. She only brought Shamia and her sister. It's like one extra person.
Yeah, Eva's just trying to be mad at all times about every little thing, and no one is biting, and it's cracking me up because it just makes Eva look crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, she is crazy. So then they're joking
I'm
about
shifting in my bed. I'm making
shift.
An imprint.
Hashtag chill. Hashtag chill.
Sorry. Hashtag chill.
So Marlo's like, sorry I missed your show, Shamari. Could you please perform for me? And then Candy is like, oh, we'll see. Now, if I were to perform, I gotta be careful because Ronnie's gonna show up and say, I've got bad spacing. Ronnie.
And Shamari says, you know, he just gets that from his uncle. And Candy says, so he's a critic? And Shamari goes, no, he's a legend.
She
literally called him a legend again.
I didn't catch the guy's name, so I'm not going to comment whether or not he is a legend, because maybe he is one. But, like, I'm
it's
getting
Ronnie.
A little... No, Ronnie's uncle.
Oh. I thought she was saying, oh, so... he's a critic, like he got that from his uncle being a critic.
Interpreted it, and you I know Shamari is someone, there's like a lot of ways to interpret Shamari because she's multifaceted like that. I interpreted that Ronnie,
you guys, the depths of Shamari.
yeah so I interpreted that Ronnie was influenced by his uncle. Okay, now I gotta look up the uncle. Okay, hold on, I got,
oh my god. no
I'm doing it, Ronnie. Hashtag
chill.
Do
it, then. I support you. I'm sorry I said no.
I got to put my microphone down for a second. Hold on. Ronnie DeVoe, uncle. Okay, we're going to look right now. Brooke Payne, also known as Flo DeVoe. Well, I don't know who Brooke Payne is.
You're going to go down a rabbit hole.
Okay.
A DeVoe rabbit hole. A Bailey hole, if you will.
So he's someone important, I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole, but I just want you to know that the uncle is someone.
He's a legend, Ben, okay?
Brooke
Payne.
I
need Shamari to tell you again.
Okay, Ronnie DeVoe was the second to last member to join the new edition after being brought in by his uncle and the group's choreographer, Brooke Payne. So Brooke Payne was new edition's choreographer, and he brought in Ronnie DeVoe. I'm glad we figured that out. It's
all right. Well, there you go.
Established. Yeah.
So that's why he was talking about. Okay, but then that makes it funnier because he's a choreographer. And Candy said he said the spacing is off, but he didn't. He said the pacing is off because he was talking about the order of the songs. He wants the songs to take you on a journey. So it's a big, huge mess. Okay. No one's understanding each other here.
Yeah.
But I'm glad there's a choreographer in the family.
Yeah.
Because I love a dance.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So anyway, I wrote down everyone's squealing and cheering. Okay. That's happening. So they're now it's time for a party game. And Cynthia Bailey made this game up herself. I'm surprised she didn't name it Pass the Baileys. But it's actually called Pass the Peach. And basically you have to answer a question or pass the, if you have the peach, you have to answer a question or pass the peach to someone you think the question is for, because there are questions in a hat. It's kind of a convoluted game, and the rules don't seem to, like, they really pan out. It just seems to be a lot of, like, provocative questions with peach passing, but it was fun.
Yeah, it's just a way for people to be rude to each other, and then they can fight with each other if they feel like it, and if they don't, they can just chill out, because there's, like, 30 people
Hashtag
here.
Chill out. So, but before everything gets started, though, Shamia's just like sitting on the couch, like all pregnant, like, ugh. And so Eva's like, what do you need? And she's like, can I get some more of that dip? So Eva makes her a plate of dip, and it cuts the candy, being like, see, now, Riley, what's up with that dip? I'm suspicious. It's like
dip shade this season on the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, I was like, I love that they are like cutting to Candy giving that plate of bean dip side eye.
So Nini goes first, and the first question is, who in this room needs a makeover? And she's like, I'm not going to answer that. I'm nice this season. So she throws the peach to Portia, and Portia's like, I'll only catch weenies. So she throws
weenies, everywhere the weenies.
You don't have to do the theme song every time you have the peach, Portia.
So then she's like, but some of y'all need an extra track. And then Eva says, no shade here, I'm passing it to Shamari. And so they just keep passing it around. So at first it's like no one's gonna answer, right?
Right. And there's like, well, there's there's like a lot of talk about who is best like dressed, because then there's like this weird thing where she's like Shamari, and Shamari's like me, and then Eva's like okay, and then they're like talking about Candy, because Candy's wearing red on top, and they're like, okay, who wore like red on top, what's the better shoe with it? And Eva's like, okay, if we're gonna talk about who's the most fashionable, it's Candy. Who's the most snatched, it's Shamari. There, I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah, it's basically audition line. It's an audition line. So Portia keeps shading Shamari, which cracks me up, because Shamari seems to really like Portia. Because in one of Shamari's talking heads, she's like, I've known Portia since high school, and that ass has always been their trust.
Yeah.
It was like sitting above the desk. And then Portia's like, woohoo, Shamari's giving us Decatur's finest.
You better work that 808.
Pump that.
So everyone's making fun of like how trashy she is. Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
Boom 808. It's one of the Black's songs. They're big songs.
Oh, I was cracking up. Because poor Shamari, she's just like the new girl, and everybody's making fun of how she dresses and stuff.
I know. Doesn't Shamari sort of remind you of Broccoli, though? Anyway, so who's the biggest liar? So Marlo's like, well, in the past it was Portia, but in the future it's Eva.
And then Eva gets up and does half a runway walk. She's like, hello? Why exactly are we a stomp, stomp? Stop.
Who stole my golden goose?
And then we go to commercial, and they're like, like, hey guys, this is me from Bravo. Did you know that there's a new show called Dirty John? It's coming to TV. So then it comes back, and it's not really that big of a fight. It becomes like, well, I've seen you around town. I don't really know you. And you're always acting so fabulous.
What's bad about being fabulous?
Yeah. I lie next to my man. Where do you lie? So then Candy's like, She's like, okay.
I mean, Ted Turner. Like, she's whoever she's lying next to, she's got a damn mansion for it, okay? And $9 million in clothes. So she's doing something right.
So then, in the best callback of the night, Candy takes the peach and gives it to Eva. And she's like, all right, all right. I have to give you the peach because you were shading Shamia the other night. And then you fixed her the bean dip. It was like, this is like, it's like the bean dip, the bean dip tests of like how good of a friend you are.
Yeah, it was so good because she goes, you were shading the shit out of Shamia. And then Eva goes, hey, who made the 7-layer bean dip for her? So then she's like, look, the other night, all I said, Portia, what friend are you bringing with you? Because it's a plus one party. And then Portia's like, that is not it. You were fired up. And you said something mean about Shamia. And she's like, so what's wrong with that? Okay. The point is after that love and light party, and then we see a clip of that where it's like the two chorus girls agreed to not step on each other's lines or whatever. And then they were kind of mean to each other backstage.
Yeah.
It's like, no one cares.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So then, you know, there's this talk, you know, Shamia's like, you know, after the love and light ceremony, you know, people were asking me questions and I wasn't being shady, yada, 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 yada. And so it's like a really like uninteresting controversy about another uninteresting controversy. So then Cynthia's like, now, Eva Child, I've heard that you've been spreading a rumor that I paid Will to date me last year. And I just want to say that for the record, I did not pay Will. I went to Goodwill to get my balloons. Thank you.
I rented Goodwill Hunting and I did a hashtag chill with my kill.
How do you like how do you like these apples? And that is not a grammatical mistake. I only bought one apple.
So Eva goes, I only told you what I know to be facts. And she says, so I paid him. And she goes, I do not know that to be true. What is happening on this show?
I know, like, quiet down,
and
Judge
didn't
Judy.
They have this fight already on the reunion?
I mean,
that
perhaps.
Cynthia was paying people. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, I think we know, we can tell when someone's really being paid. I mean, like, for instance, when you have Walter, the tow truck driver, who is suddenly dating Kenya, like, yes, that's obvious. I think when you have, like, one attractive fame seeker who is then now hanging around another attractive famous person, I don't know. I believe that that was, like, a natural, like,
I don't know
that was
that
a dirty
she
will
paid
moment.
Him. Yeah, I don't know that she paid him, but I think she cast him, you know, and it's
maybe.
Easy to do, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, cast him as far, whatever.
She might have been like, he's hot. Let me go try to date him. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's what dating's all about anyway.
But
basically
now,
all casting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And I'm a very picky director.
All right, everybody.
All right,
from
Mr. Kubrick.
Top.
So she's like, I'm not going to pay someone to date me, so don't ever confuse that. Ever. Now, what do you think about those three balloons on the back door welcome mat?
Now, let me tell you something. There are two things I don't pay a lot for. Dates and mufflers, all right?
And weenies, actually.
Weenies is a new category. I used to always pay for weenies, but now that I got them free delivered to my door, I'm not going to pay a lot for that weenie either.
I will never pay for a weenie again.
That's such a funny slogan if you think about it. Who came up with that? I'm not going to pay a lot for that muffler. Like, what a lazy ass slogan. And yet, here we are 30 years later reciting it.
Those are the best ones. Keep it simple.
Where's the Baileys?
Which one is, which, what logo's, good.
Time to make the Bailey. So.
Time to make the Bailey. Time to make the Bailey, child.
Keeps Bailey, keeps Bailey, keeps Bailey, keeps Bailey, keeps Bailey, keeps Bailey.
The best part of waking up is bathing in your cup.
Child, that actually works in many different ways. Avoid the Bailey.
Turn that frown upside Bailey. It makes less and less sense.
Every kiss begins with Bailey.
So Candy gets the peach, and she's like, here's the freakiest. And Nini's like, that's you, bitch. So then Candy starts talking about how freaky Portia is, and Portia goes, what's my freak number? Speaking of, what's my sleep number? There's a good one. Yeah. Those people were really on top of their game.
So Portia says she's not a 10 because she doesn't do backdoor. And Candy's like, say it now, Portia. You mean you don't do it anymore? Ugh.
I said we tried and we failed.
Oh, could you imagine? No, I don't want to. But Portia has such a big butt. My God, that's like that movie where all those ladies went into that cave and then you never saw them again.
Yeah, that's not just like a back door. That's like a back door with an awning and a patio set. That's like a lot of stuff to get through to get into the house.
That's a village.
That's like there's a deck. That's like there's the back door that leads out to the deck. And then there's a staircase up to the deck. And there's a grill. And a bunch of little toys left around. You have to step over things. And you have to look for the light because it's nighttime. There's a bug zapper.
And then there's a gravel path leading to the mailbox. It's like a half a block away. A couple of newspapers that have been thrown against the fence because it's too far to take them all the way to the front door.
The deck is actually, it's in Florida, so it actually has a screen. It's screened in, so there's actually a back door to get to the back door. There's like a
porch
door.
Alligator swimming outside.
There's an alligator waiting to get in.
Who's that alligator out there again? Uh-oh.
So then the new girl's like, my sleep number is 8, 9, 10, depends on the holiday. It's like, no one's talking to you, new girl, and they just all ignore her.
Quiet broccoli. So then
Cynthia's like, now that I've talked to my phone boyfriend, and now that I've tried to start a fight from a reunion that's been over for a long time already, I will say, please raise your hand, child, if you've been in an open relationship, girl. And then so it's a big pause, and Shami is like, fuck it. They're obviously going to call me out. Yeah. Shamari. Sorry, I wrote Sham because well, I do.
Wow.
I do shorthand notes. Mm-hmm. And so that's two now. I have two Shams now. So yeah, Shamari jumps up. She's like, fuck it. I'm going for it.
She goes, yeah. She just like does like a full on like she makes like a Y with her body. She's doing YMCA and she stopped in the Y. And everyone's like, oh, wow, okay, you're standing up. Okay, sure. She's like, child,
and Eva goes, does anybody else want some popcorn? Which is kind of like a lame thing to say. I'm kind of sick of hearing people go, I'll get the popcorn. But she literally pulled popcorn out of her purse.
She brings receipts and popcorn, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Portia goes, you know, it's pretty cool that Shamari is open-minded to open relationships, but she's closed-minded to stylists. Which I was like, that was like something that we would say, so thank you, Portia.
I know, it's like so stupid, but I kept laughing. I was like, that made no sense, but I was cracking up anyway.
I like that all they care about is that she's just got a terrible style. And it's like them saying it. And it's like them saying it, which is hilarious.
Nene was cracking me up in this because Shamari is trying to be like proud, you know. She's like, no, it was awesome. We could do whatever we want. I could, you know, I was bi-curious, so I got to hook up with girls. Then he got to hook up with girls. I mean, it was great. The only thing he wouldn't let me do is hook up with another man. And my dad goes, what?
Yeah, no rules whatsoever. The only rule is I can't hook up with another man. I'm like, that's kind of a big rule.
That's a huge rule. And then he goes, but what about if he has a big chest and a big dick? And she goes, nope. And then everyone starts yelling over each other. And then he goes, you should be able to get big dick.
She's right. If you're going to be in an open relationship, you might as well get all the benefits of it, right?
Yeah, this was so funny.
Yeah.
And good for her for just jumping in and being like, these ladies are obviously going to drag me for this, so let's do it and get a cake scene set up with a mother-in-law before I horrify the whole neighborhood, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much where the episode ended.
Yeah, what a fun episode. I can't believe we recorded this long.
I know. This is insane. But it was fun. It was worth it. We're going to be back on Tuesday to talk The Real Housewives of Orange County Reunion. So we give everyone time to watch in case they missed it on Sunday night. And we are excited to talk about that one. And then, you know, it's the usual thing. So go to watchacrappens.com.
Yeah, I've had a great, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, no.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
What if you had a great what?
I was just going to say, I had a really great Thanksgiving weekend, and what a great way to finish it up. I'm still in Texas in this bed and finishing it up with my little bestie laughing so hard this late at night. It was really fun. So thank you, baby.
Thank you, baby. Go to watchyourcrappins.com to get your awesome Crappins holiday merch. Yep. And then go check out Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, too, on YouTube. It's just type it into YouTube.
So good.
And that's basically it, guys. We'll talk to you in the next episode.
Talk to you guys later. Love ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hey everyone, Anita Rani here, and I have a podcast called It's Anita Rani, and wonderfully, Bose recommend it. It's not for the telly, so there's no producers, no directors, no script, no makeup, well, maybe a bit of makeup. It's just me chatting to people I believe deserve to be heard, and hopefully you'll find it moving, inspiring, empowering. We'll be challenging some assumptions about people who might not get a voice elsewhere, and definitely smashing some stereotypes. Please subscribe on Acast or iTunes or anywhere else you get your podcasts. I'd be delighted if you'll join me, as would Bose.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.